Hola a todos. Hi, everyone. I am Carla Rodriguez, your coach and trainer of NLP and host of MetaFit MetaMind podcast, the place where we normalize the conversations between both physical and mental health. This is the place where you will raise your voice and share your story. As your coach, I am here to guide you to let go of all your limiting chains behind, and I'm on a mission to use this platform to empower and create awareness and expansion in your life. You can follow us on Instagram at MetaFit MetaMind podcast, or you can follow me at Coach Carlita. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. So I haven't said anything at all about this, but right now, as you are listening to this podcast, I am most likely here in Spain. That's right. It's a trip my mom, sister, and I have been planning since last October, but we had to reschedule from February to now, which is still great because many things have changed with travel regulations, and honestly, I'm happier to be traveling now rather than before. So yeah, many different things have been getting planned in the background, and honestly, I haven't really been sharing too much in social media as I wanted to kind of detox a little bit from it. So yeah, so that's something that I'm doing now, and I'll be back next weekend. So definitely taking advantage of traveling again. So I know that I didn't say this in my last episode, but I hope many of you mamas out there had an amazing, amazing Mother's Day weekend, or however it is that you celebrate that. As you may know, I am a stepmama to a 9-year-old boy, and so he totally made my weekend with giving me my first Mother's Day gift since pretty much ever. And I was just so grateful, and I told him that he almost made me cry because I didn't realize that it was that special or that, like, wow for me. So yeah, so I hope you all had a great weekend, and I hope you have a good weekend coming up. And I have a big announcement, so definitely listen up. I have been talking about the Fit Mind and Spirit Retreat for almost a month now, and now the registration for it is now open. We have several accommodations available, but it is time to enroll and prepare yourself for a magical, powerful, and transformative weekend in September in El Salvador. There are some queen beds, double beds, and only a couple of single beds available, so be the first to take action so you get first dibs. And with that being said, the trip includes the meals, so that's 3 meals a day, the accommodations, as I said, the excursions, and the workshops, because there is going to be some learning, some growth, some transformation within it. So if you have any questions about this, just send me an email. Oh, another thing that I had not mentioned was that I now am offering pendulums within MetaFit MetaMind, and I will be doing a small masterclass with teaching you how to use this and how to use it in a way that you start to connect with your inner self, with your unconscious, to take yourself and give yourself the answers that you've been seeking for a while. So stay tuned for that. And remember to share this podcast with people that you think would like it. Rate this, subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of the updated episodes. Remember that I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google, Good Pods, Spotify, CastBox, and any other platforms that you listen on. Finally, I get to share an episode with you with someone who I had the privilege and honor to have on, and she did interview me on her Instagram Live as well, so go check it out. So in this episode, I was able to speak with Sarita Buehr, who is a soul care mindset and empowerment coach. She helps women declutter their energy to reclaim their power and inner alignment via their mindset, their healing. And so what for her began as a journey of self-exploration, she has then and since boomed into a full-grown business. Sarita's holistic approach combines intuitive work and mindset work, which helps women reignite their inner voice and reclaim their power. So this is something that she created, this business, to help women break free from their limiting beliefs, to revolutionize their minds, reclaim their power, and liberate their spirits. And this is just a little bit about her. And just from me speaking with her and being able to be interviewed by her, she's someone who I feel is very calming, very powerful without being loud about it. And she's got such a magic to share her knowledge and her wisdom in the world. So please listen to this episode. I hope you enjoy it, and let me know what you think towards the end. Okay, so today I have Sarita Buehr here on MetaFit MetaMind podcast, and I just want to say how grateful and excited I am for having you on and being able to learn a little bit about you and you being able to share the story too, right? So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so the way that I start this podcast normally is by asking you, who is Sarita?
Ooh, I love that question. Who is Sarita? Sarita is a passionate, courageous, and magnetic leader.
Who else is she? What else? I want to know more.
Yes. So I have, I can give you my spiritual answer and then I can give you like my human form answer.
Can so you do my human form and your spiritual?
There you go. Yes.
All right.
So I'll do the human response. So just a little bit about me. Who I am is the thing that I most identify with is being a Latina transracial adoptee. And so that's who I am. And it carries like a lot of different layers with that. So being adopted and then being raised by somebody who is of a different culture and race than myself. That's part of my identity. Of course, being an entrepreneur is part of my identity as well. And so who I am is a very multi-layered identity.
Yeah.
That's who Sarita is. Yes.
I love it. I love it. And so what I want to know, right, because this podcast is about people's journeys and inspiring, right, others. This used to be mainly for Latinos, but now it's for everybody, for human beings to like get connected and listen to each other's stories, right? So what is your story, or maybe a chapter that you want to pick of like how you've gotten to this point in your life? What is that thing that has brought you all the way here?
Yeah, I would say two big pivotal things. Just the one thing that I shared about being adopted and being uprooted, and with that carried this feeling or belief that I'm not enough, and also that I have been putting myself on the side because I was raised so disconnected from self in a way. And I culturally, yes, but also just disconnected from self in many different ways. Like I was raised by a single parent and I saw a lot of struggle. I saw a lot of somebody who put themselves on the back burner. And so I picked up on that. So not only did I pick up on like not feeling like marginalized when I walked outside my house, but also this feeling of like, oh, I'm not important because I'm seeing my caretaker not take care of themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so that manifested in many different ways in my life. And I would say most recently, so kind of two things. So that experience, and then also the experience that I had in a long-term relationship where I was doing the exact same thing, where I was catering to everybody and everything and not filling myself up. And that manifested in me having a lot of health issues. I had extreme, not only extreme anxiety, but I also had to the point where I was suffering from major insomnia. And that was while working a corporate job, being in a relationship, helping raise children, being a significant other. And so it was just a lot of different dynamics going on because I had not learned how to take care. Number one, I hadn't learned how to really reclaim myself as like the most important person, right? Like filling up my cup. And so I ended up having breakdown after breakdown after breakdown. And that was actually evident. I mean, that relationship was evident of that. But what I didn't realize was this was a story that just kept happening over and over again throughout my whole life. And this was just an amplification.
Amplification.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Of everything that I had chosen to believe for so long about myself. And that's what was really presenting itself in my world.
Yeah. So what was that like turning point that said, all right, it's time to fill up my cup, gain that energy for myself so I can show up in the world the way that I want to show up, or whatever that looks like for you.
Yeah. It was time after time having anxiety attack. And then finally, at one point, there was an age situation that happened where I was like, I had to ask myself a defining question, like, do you really want to continue this path and this route for the rest of your life? Like, is this really what you want to be doing? And it was a pivotal time because I was 39 at the time, and I was getting into 40s, and I'm like, there's this like societal belief that like you should have it kind of more together by like your 30s and 40s, like you're really into your life and not necessarily reinventing yourself like at that age. And so I asked myself that really, really serious question, like, Sarita, do you really want to be doing this for the rest of your life? And at that moment, it was more of a question of, do you want to be doing this job? You want to be doing all this other stuff like for the rest of your life? But then I didn't realize it was such a much deeper question. Like, do I really want to be putting myself last over and over again? And my guttural response, my bodily response was like, hell no, I don't. Yeah. Something. And I just remember thinking like, wow, something's got to give. Something has got to give. Like, I can't be operating like this anymore. That's all I knew in that moment. I was like, I cannot be doing this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for you, like, you're like, guttural response, this is enough. Like, this is the last time that I'm taking care of myself. And I think that's really important to, like, once you come to that realization of like, how long do I want to be doing this? And I think that's such an important question to be asking yourself, because normally people ask, why is this happening? Why this? Why that? And sometimes when we go into these places of like, why questions, they're important, or why is important, but that can lead us to like other reasons, other excuses in quotes, right? Other things that just don't really get us to that point where you said, how long, right? So you gave yourself like a time, because when you give yourself that time, it's like, huh, that's interesting, right? So I think that's really cool. Like, that was the question that you maybe instinctively asked. I don't know if you already had the training that you had at the time, but that you instinctively asked, like, all right, it's time to stop that pattern. So what was that next thing for you that, you know, because you said you were in corporate, or I don't know if you said you were in corporate, but I'm assuming here. So you, how long were you there? And then what was that like point where you said, okay, I gotta, are you, and then you left, I'm assuming. So like, how was that process where you answered your question and then that point to here?
Yeah. So that was a complete leap of faith, trust in the process. I, at the time, and now I know through my training and understanding a lot more about how our minds work, is that I had thought, and like most people think, that, hey, if I remove myself from the environment, I'm going to change completely. Granted, yes, there is some of us that, you know, mm-hmm. we do change when we have a removal from the environment, but we still are the same person. We still have the same beliefs. We still have the same way of thinking, like all that. So at that time I thought, okay, like the answer is to remove myself from that job. And so, yes, I did quit, and really with no plan B, like at all. I had no plan. I think
that's
plan.
Why we attracted each other.
I had no plan of what I was going to do. I just knew that I didn't want to do that anymore. And mm-hmm. so I took a leap of faith. Luckily, I was in a bit of a financial abundance of that time. Mm-hmm. So I was able to quit and take a good 6 months to just kind of figure things out. And through that process, that's when really the self-discovery actually really commenced. Like before, it was, I kind of explained it as though I was just putting band-aids on this sieve that was just kept leaking over and over and over again. Right. So I was just kind of patching up the holes as I went. Mm-hmm. And so through this process, this is when my self-discovery really started and I started diving like deeper into it and discovered like, I really would love to become a coach because I've had coaches. So I would love to have that be something that I do. What I didn't realize is that with every single step that I took, like the deeper I got, the more I got into like my business and the things transitioned and changed. And then of course COVID happened. So this happened and I quit in 2019. And then shortly after COVID occurred,
yeah,
like everybody, it forced me to, I shouldn't even say forced, but it provided me the space to go in like even deeper.
Yeah.
And it was through that process that I decided another thing should be removed from my life. And that was my relationship. And that was a relationship I had been in for a long time. So again, I came back to this thinking of like, oh, if I remove myself, then I'm going to be this completely different person and everything's going to be fine and great. And I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to have all my dreams come true.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, now I know, like I said, like, there's a lot more internal work that gets to be done in order for things to change, right?
Yeah.
We need to change inside first so we can actually see it in our reality.
Yeah. So you became a coach, and what was that process like? Was it something that you quickly like was like, cool, I'm in? Or because I know some people just like when you say something, they manifest it pretty quickly, and others are like, you say it and it takes a little bit, and others are like, takes a little longer. So what was your process when you finally did, you got certified? Yes or no?
In coaching? No, not specifically in coaching.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But like, what was that process when like, as soon as you said, I'm going to be a coach, and then you started coaching, like, what was those feelings that came up, and how has that journey since, I guess, 2019 to now, like, what's this process now that you've done the self-discovery, you released that relationship, right? Because releasing relationships, it's like, it's an interesting thing to think about, because most of us want to hold on to those things, right? And it's like, well, like, what the questions are like, okay, how can I use this? Like, how can we grow from here? Or is that even a possibility or not, right? So what was that like transition going into the full-on coaching?
It's been a transformation. It's been one that has been not what I expected. I had the expectation that it was going to go really smoothly. It's going to be like, you know, easy peasy, like get clients right away. Like it's going to be this flowing process when it can be that way. Right. Like it totally can be. Mm-hmm. I was new. And so a lot of things were coming up because I hadn't taken the time to go deeper. So things like the feeling of insufficiency, the feeling like, who am I to talk about these kind of things? Who am I to share my experiences? Who's going to listen to me? Like a lot of self-deprecating like thoughts were coming up, right? Just because I had such a huge transition from doing something so mundane. I was doing insurance. So I was so mundane to doing something that's so uplifting. And I thought, well, you know, there's got to be other people that are more equipped for that. And so that actually ended up being my reality for quite some time.
Okay.
And I ended up doing a lot of like hiding behind creating things that wouldn't necessarily put me like fully out into my business and out in there, like claiming. One of the things I didn't really do was just make the affirmation or statement, like, I am a coach. It just wasn't something that I said. And even though I was doing networking events, I was very kind of shy about things. So to answer your question, the process was getting into it was, rocky to say the least. And so finally, when I made the decision, like, I'm actually going to do the thing that I really desire to do, which is actually coaching, like looking for clients, getting clients, and actually doing the process of like sitting here one-on-one with somebody and having a conversation and helping them through a transformation. It was during those moments that I was like, okay, I'm getting to build up my confidence. Like, okay, I am good at this. I had people give me great feedback. and good testimonials. So it was like, it was a process. And so I realized how much time I spent kind of hiding and not really doing the actual simple act of coaching.
Yeah. So what's been like that biggest learning in this process of like affirming who you are, right? Because affirmations are great, but what is it that you would say is like really important for someone that they are like going into this maybe new phase of their life or this new thing that they want to be that thing? And for some reason, there's this, all right, like, what is that? You know, we're like still not there. We're like there, but not. Like, what would you say is like something important for people to remember as they're going into a transition of becoming that which they want to be?
Yeah, I love it because it's considered like an identity shift. Like I was talking before, like I had this perception that my identity would massively shift once I removed, you know, something like my environmental, you know, changes. And it does, but we still remain very similar because we still operate very similarly. So I say that removing a lot of those beliefs that are there that are holding you back. Like for me, it was like this feeling of like unworthiness of receiving clients and unworthiness of actually creating, you know, money within my business. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a hardcore deep-seated belief. And, you know, I'm still uprooting it as we go, you know, cause it's a very, it's one of those things where it's so rooted in there that it takes some time to, cut off. So really sitting down. That's why I love journaling. Is journaling is such a great way for self-discovery, is like finding out what are those things, doing the coaching, talking it out and seeing. It's really beautiful how a lot of people, once they start talking, they actually talk through the process and they like reveal to themselves like so much that they didn't realize was actually in there.
We will return to the episode after this quick break. You do it all without breaking a sweat, and you do it all in style. From being that queen reina de tu business, to Tuesday tennis, to the kids' tareas. Why do they even get so much homework? The family dinners, those lunches, that daily AMRAP workout that you love, right? Trips to the vet, any weekend getaway that's anything but a getaway. And you're able to do it all in style and with confidence. Even when you have those back-to-back conference calls on top of the kids' salsa lessons, the band recitals, not to mention your side hustle. That's why Infinity fully reimagined the QX60 to help you conquer it all with ease. A luxury SUV as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Available features like panoramic moonroof, seating for up to 7 passengers, a suite of active safety features, and massaging front seats. Introducing the all-new Infiniti QX60, designed to help you conquer life in style and with confidence. Learn more at InfinityUSA.com. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information. ¿Alguna vez has estado listo para sentarte y disfrutar de la televisión y luego te das cuenta que no sabes lo que quieres ver o incluso dónde empezar a buscar opciones? Cox Contour TV te facilita esa decisión con el entretenimiento que amas, todo en el mismo lugar. Mira televisión en vivo, programas en demanda, grabaciones de DRV y música, todo con el sonido de tu voz con el control remoto de voz Contour. No solo encuentra los programas que está buscando, sino que también te brinda recomendaciones de romance, aventura o simplemente películas y disfruta. Si eres fanático de los deportes, captura la acción de golf y baloncesto que has estado esperando y obtendrás los puntajes, estadísticas y resúmenes en tiempo real en la aplicación Contour Sports. Y si te gusta la transmisión, solo dilo para que lo veas en tus aplicaciones de suscripción favoritas como Hulu, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus y más con Contour Stream Player. Obtén más información en cox.com/contour. Now back to the episode.
Yeah. And I think that's, and I like that you're saying that it's still like something that you're still unraveling or uprooting, that you're cutting some of these things off, because I think most, well, maybe I'm generalizing here, but a lot of people think that as soon as we change, like, cool, we're good, I'm done, awesome. No, it's not really that. It's this thing of like continuous work. And I think you and I both know that as coaches, we too have to continue to do that work. Because let me tell y'all, I don't have it all together and I'm still figuring it out. So, you know, I think that's probably something that maybe you've been experiencing too in this process, especially because of 2 years ago, the whole situation, the bid and that whole thing, like a whole bunch of transition, and with everybody going through different transitions, yet similar transitions, it's been kind of like this interesting way to see how people are using that change, right? So what would you say is like maybe something that you would say that was like maybe something that you're grateful for in these last 2 years as you've been in this world, maybe 2.5 years of being in this world of being a coach?
Some things that I'm definitely grateful for: myself and investing in myself. I chose myself, right? Had I not done that, I wouldn't be here at this time. And we live in a society, especially for us women, where we're just told over and over again, not to focus on ourselves and cater to everybody else and be so disconnected. Like there's this huge disconnect. And I think that's really actually a very common experience of just being human in today's society, is this being very like disconnected.
Yeah.
And so I'm really grateful for that experience to get more connected to self, having these opportunities to do that, having that time after leaving corporate to be able to do that. Not everybody is as lucky. And so having this experience or having the time to be able to do that is definitely a luxury. And at the same time, I'm going through it and being able to do it for a reason. So therefore I can help others, which is something that comes very easily to me, or I've been allowed the time and space to do that.
Yeah.
It's my gift. And so with that gift, I get to share that with other people and saying, this is what's worked for me. This is what has been my personal experience and my own personal self-discovery and reclaiming like those parts of me, reclaiming my power. And so just within that personal experience, I know that is enlightening and helpful for others, especially women who almost have like the conversation that I've seen very consistently is that not permitting themselves the time to actually do things for self.
Yeah. That definitely is hitting for sure, is like this time thing for self, because we normally want to put out, right? We want to give out and more out and more out. And it's like, all right, when is the time now to take care of this person right here, right? This person sitting down, this person listening to this podcast, right? What is that time for myself, if you ask yourself that question? So I love that. And let me ask you this, in this process, right, of growth, because you've worked in insurance, you've done the corporate job, now you're doing your own business, and just a whole bunch of change, peeling of the onion, as most people say, right? Because I can never think of a better example than that. So in this whole process, right, one thing that I love when it comes to this podcast is that just without knowing that this was just kind of going to happen in this way, as I created this, I called this MetaFit MetaMind, because we have in Spanish metas, right, to create these metas so we can be not only fit physically, because that's how I started, by losing weight. So how do we fit physically, like take care of our bodies, but also the choices, the decisions, right, that we make to let things go, right? What are those goals of like where we fit in our life, and also the metas to take care of our mind, right? MetaFit MetaMind. And so in that process, I've realized, okay, what is that correlation between your mental and physical health, and how has that played out in your life?
Yeah. So it has, I always explain it as like coming home to self, because as I was saying before, like this like major disconnect. Mm-hmm. And so the, I like metta because metta, because also it's like above, like mm-hmm. when you think of metaphysics or that concept, right? So it's like above or like a higher yeah. part. And so remembering we are a multi like complex like being, right? Like we, it's hard to ignore the different aspects of us. We have like the physical body, but we have this like amazing mind, right? And then we have, if you want to get woo, which I love doing, is like the spiritual aspect or the higher self, right? The higher self, the larger dimension, mm-hmm. like the we go. So going from like the I, the we into the us. So the larger part. And I love that being able to recognize that that is, it's all when we are connected with all of the above, like we're in such alignment. If you had talked to me about alignment, like a couple of years ago, I've been like, oh yeah, alignment, like that. I know what that means, but now I really know what it means because it's the combination of all the above, right? Like the physical and the spiritual aspect and just being completely as one, which I really love the word embodiment for that mm-hmm. reason, because if you break it up, it's like, it does include the mind, the body, and like the spirit, like that's what it is. And so when people speak about a body embodiment, it's really like having all the above aligned and connected as one. And it's really cool because as humans, like we're the only life source that actually is able to have all that at one time. Like it's phenomenal.
Yeah. And I think that's really amazing how you explain that, like that connection that this human race, if I will, like the human race nowadays doesn't know how to create that connection. Right. And so once you start to really do that inner work, you start to integrate all of those parts of you that may just have its own little beings. You and I are trained in NLP. So we kind of know that, okay, we all create parts of ourselves as we experience life. And I was explaining to a client, one of the assumed beliefs from NLP, that is, I control my mind, therefore my results. And she said, well, how does that make sense? Like, how do I control my mind? Because really, my mind controls me. I said, well, and it took me a while to get here, but I finally was able to respond to her. And I said, you know what? It's not just about the mind and the body. It's also that spirit that most of us don't always have connection to, that unconscious being that just kind of comes up so easily. And it's like, it's mind, body, and spirit, right? Where our spirit is that us that is speaking, that feels it, that does the thing, that experiences this human experience that we're in this earth plane, if we do get woo, because I love getting there. Yay. And so that aspect of us, right, controls our mind. And when it is able to find that alignment within our mind, then our mind is also able to help our body. And then they start to work in this like really cool, like cycle together of connection. So I love that you explained it in that way.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. It's taking me a while to get here to understand, and not only understand, but really, really believe that to my core. And now I do, like, mm-hmm. and now I like talking like that. And I never even imagined myself, you know, speaking that way a couple of years uh-huh. ago.
Were you pretty like very like realistic in quotes or what? Like, what was like your person before you even discovered this like inner working you, like this inner being that you have discovered and now like is connected with? Like, what were you like before? I'm just curious over here.
Yeah. So I've actually was raised in a pretty spiritual surrounding. I was raised in Christian Science. So it's a kind of a unique religion and mm-hmm. there's a lot of spirituality in it. And it was a great introduction to that world because it has to do a lot with metaphysics, right?
Yeah.
Above being above the belief that not the person being able to believe, but just the belief of like being able to heal mm-hmm. without, you know, the human specific aspects of it, right? Like, gotcha. Of course, if you break an arm, like you go to the doctor, right? But mm-hmm. there are many testimonials within that religion that are specifically around healing, like some amazing healings. And so being introduced to that at an early age and having that be part of my life, and then also having the experience where I've always had like a calling of some kind and felt like my astrological chart has a lot of moon in it, mm-hmm. Pisces in it. So I realized like the perception. Cool. So the way I perceive life, the way I perceive people and the way that I process emotions is very, very emotional, like very emotional wave. And so I kind of had this like experience where I felt like, okay, like I know that like I'm of a spiritual being, but I never was able to vocalize it. And then I became, you know, high schooler, college age, became a young adult and was kind of more disconnected from it. But it came up in very random times, especially when there was like a lot of people around. It was like overwhelming to the sense where I was like, wow, something out of my control is happening that I can't really put my finger on. And so it was probably about 10 years ago that I started doing the meditation. I restarted journaling, because I was journaling at a very young age, and I restarted journaling and restarted doing the more spiritual practices. And that was going back to that sort of band-aid approach, just whenever I could have time to do it. And so it was kind of the knowledge like, okay, yeah, this is a part and I want this to be more part of me. But it hasn't been until just recently. And it's been like massive, like effort and, you know, work that I put into it, and time.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's cool that you had like that, like hint of that before. And then it's like, until you were ready, like, right. That's when you're like, all right, this is my time. Okay. Cause most people, you woke up, I think is just kind of what it might, where my mind is going, where my intuition is like, you had this like peak and then it's like, all right, I'm not there yet. And then you finally, like you said, you started this again. And I think that's a super cool gift to have. And if somebody like has these experiences, kind of like, I always say like lean into it and like get curious about it, yes. because I think it's a gift that you do have, right? It's a gift that you're now using and just sharing that with the world. And I hope all of you are getting something here from Sarita, because it's really like, first of all, your voice is very like calming too. And so
thank you.
And it's like, oh, cool. Like I can listen to this all day. So, you know, all of those things. So tell me, like, what is something that you maybe have coming up or excited about, or just something that you want to share in regards to what you're doing?
Thank you for asking. And you're one of the first people I'm going to share this with, because I've just come to this conclusion is that I have allowed myself or permitted myself to see how much, you know, how much effort I put into specifically around manifestation and spirituality and abundance and all these words that a lot of people kind of throw around. Right. Mm-hmm. And I realized that I've been quite the, not only the student, but really putting these things into practice over the last couple of years. And it wasn't until I reflected on it just recently that I was like, wow, like I actually know quite a bit and I can speak very effortlessly about so many different things and, you know, within those particular topics. And so I've decided that for my group program, which I am in the process of creating, that I'm going to have it be specifically around manifestation. However, because being a person that is kind of thinking outside the box as well, is that a lot of manifestation, I believe, courses, I feel like kind of get you right in the center and then help you like manifest. When in so much in our lives, in the process that I was explaining, is that really letting go of things and releasing things and unearthing things and unpacking things and like getting rid of this like energy that is not permitting us to move forward because we're so stuck or like grounded and rooted in certain belief systems. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love the blend when I talk about this to my clients is this mindset and healing like intertwined because it's not something too many people talk about. I think it's really important. So within this group program, I have yet to name it, but I want to have it be primarily where people, where women can come to do a ton of releasing work.
Gotcha.
So then they can step into like their own particular abundance, whatever that looks like in their lives, financial abundance, love abundance. So I think that's my new creation and my new baby that I'm in the process of working on. And I'm very excited and I will report back with a name.
Yeah, for sure. Whenever you have it, provide me with a link and all those details. And let me ask you, what is something that maybe like someone that wanted to learn from you or maybe a younger version of you could learn from you now? What is something that you would share? And I think there's a theme here, but like, what is that? Like, here's the thing.
Yeah. The biggest thing is listen to that internal voice. It's talking to you. It's speaking to you for a reason. I ignored it for a long time. I did because I kept thinking things had to look a certain way because that's what society told me and all the above. And so tapping inwards, really getting self-connected and inwards and listening to that voice, listening to, and it's quiet. I'm not going to lie. It's quiet. Sometimes it's really hard to hear, but it's there.
Yeah.
So trusting, so kind of a two-part answer. So listening into the voice and really trusting yourself. Self-trust is something that I personally have developed much stronger muscle. And I see that in my clients is something that they really desire to have. And we get to, you know, create that muscle. So yes, listen to the voice and trust the voice.
All right. Listen and trust, y'all. And once you have this program, like pretty much there to where you're like, all right, you know, now it's open or whatever the process that that's going to be like, and you give us updates, of course, where can people find you? What's the best way to maybe reach out to you with questions too?
Thank you for asking. Yes, I am on social media platforms as Sarita Wellness. So that's Instagram, that is Facebook, that is TikTok, and I've maybe put like one YouTube up. So that's been a while, but everything across the board is Sarita Wellness. That's also my website.
SaritaWellness.com?
.com, correct.
Perfect. So I will include all the links in the show notes before, and of course, the details of the program whenever they are up. And so I just want to say, Sarita, thank you so much for sharing today, like this gift. And I just like, honestly, I'm going to be very honest with you. I was on a call with a client earlier, and for some reason I took on the anxiety that she was feeling, but it didn't manifest until after the call. And so I just want to thank you for allowing me to just kind of settle back into what I know that we've got. And so for those of you that are empaths, just create your little barrier when you remember, because I did forget to do that today. And so I just want to say thank you so much because you gave me a lot. And I hope that all of you listening to are gathering something from Sarita, because she's got a gift of just, for one, calming and just knowledge. And so definitely follow her on Instagram or whatever social media that you can find her at Sarita Wellness, and go check out her website. But yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for having me, Carla. I love having these conversations.
I love any conversation having to do with mindset, growth, transformation, inner work, and how that plays out into our external world. So I hope that this episode is one that you enjoyed, that you learned a lot from Sarita. And here's a few points that I think are important in this episode. So no matter what society says, you can reinvent yourself or you can follow that calling if it's really something you want. Choose how long you want to be doing the thing that everyone says you should be doing. Is that really something that you truly want to do? Or are you just doing it for the rest of the world, right? Really think about this one.
Another thing is figure out your why, but don't dwell on it as much because that can take you into this like rabbit hole. So be aware of the questions you ask yourself. So getting deeper into those questions, being intentional, right? And asking more about those how and what specifically you want type of questions. How will you know? What specifically is it that you truly want? When do you know that it's the right time for you? Those types of questions. And then finally, you can remove yourself from the environment, but if you don't do that internal work, as Masarita and I were talking about, things can still be attracted. So you gotta change inside first in order to see it in your reality as you want to see it. So start from inside out, and trust me, the manifestations, the goals, the outcomes that you truly want in life are actually truly going to happen. I promise you that this is a way of that law of attraction that most people talk about. And the way that I think about it is the law of attracting by action. All right, so I've mentioned before in previous episodes, and as you see me always sharing on Instagram, remember the MetaFit MetaMind Academy's NLP certification training, also known as the MMA, is coming up on July 8th through the 11th. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Definitely make sure you come by. You receive your 3 certifications from the front, and you will also continue to receive the coaching on a one-on-one basis with me and in a group for additional 6 months after the training. In order for you to be a powerful communicator, to be an efficient and powerful coach, and to grow your business. So register now through the link in the show notes or in the bio on Instagram. So if you haven't done so already, please, 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 please share, rate, and subscribe to the podcast. It helps me so much to continue to show up in these platforms. Support all the podcasters who are in Latina Podcasters, also the Latino Pods, through the Good Pods app. So go download that now. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, on MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, on Facebook, or go check out the website metafitmetamind.com. Go make sure to add yourself to our group, MetaFit MetaMind Community, whether you're on Facebook, or go to members.metafitmetamind.com. So, I hope you got a lot from this episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode up to this point. I am Carla Rodriguez. This is MetaFit MetaMind Podcast, where we are normalizing conversations that we would have never had. Until next time.